Hello, Jenna.
Hello, Ringo. I'm having
Hey, Jenna. How are you?
quite the busy day, thank God.
Yeah.
Okay, a couple of things. I'll talk first, then you talk. First of all, the payroll, let me pull it up here. I would love to close in about 2 hours,
Oh, today?
if possible. The reason is because Thursday we're closed and tomorrow is effectively a half day. Because it's a Jewish day of judgment starting tomorrow evening. So let me just see. Payroll, it was only at like 2,000 hours this morning, and is now at,
Let me see.
let's see.
Okay, so just to confirm, the office will be closed this Thursday, right?
Thursday is going to be closed, and then obviously next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and the week after Tuesday, Wednesday as well.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Tuesday, Wednesday. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to be closing Thursday this week. I would love to close today at 2:30-ish. We still have 2,000 hours open. Hold on, it's too many. Let's see.
I think that, yeah.
Vlad and Valeria. Hold on, not Valeria, whatever. Let's see. Let me get 1,000. Okay, it's 400, 380 in Valeria. And Alberto's got 200. He's fine. What's his name? Jose's got almost 600. Mary Andrea has got 234. Myra has got 256. And Rodney has got none, 63. So we got to get that down just a bit.
I'm working with Alisa from the prevailing.
Yeah. So that's the other thing I wanted to do is quickly review caseloads. I've updated all discharges that I'm aware of currently.
I know, yeah, I saw.
So right now, I've got Alberto at 117. Let me just write this down. Alberto at 117. Not including upcoming discharges for now. Alyssa shouldn't have any assigned yet. Good. And then I've got
I'll say, I think 116, let me check.
Jose is at 121, but there might be doubles in there. I'm looking at HHA because if someone has like a double file or something. But
Yes, I saw.
Jose has none available for now, though. Let's call that none available. Mary Andrea has 96.
But I think also she has a double profile in HHA. I think it's 97, but it's the same.
No, it could be very possible. But let's just go with the basic one off here or there. We'll just get a basic here. Myra is 119. We've got Rodney at 117. And then currently Valeria is at 49.
I was waiting for payroll to be closed to start reassigning, but
Yep.
yeah.
Oh, so yeah, we have to move, and then obviously there's Alyssa. She's going to be taking a lot of Valerias. Valeria is back next week, Wednesday, right?
Let me tell you.
Oh no, the following week, Monday? I
The
forget.
following, the Tuesday, following week, the
So
14th, yeah.
we have one more week.
One more week, yeah.
We have one more week. And let's just say I could push it to 122 on everybody. So I have 5 and 26 is 31 and 34, 39. So even without Alyssa, I have 39 available. If you think of it as 122, plus I still have
Tomatoes case, all right? Cases on
Medes and a bunch of Ninas.
Nina. I saw that, yeah.
Nina's at 29. Let me just see something quick. how many Nina wants to move off. Again, one more week's not going to make it or break it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Oh, both garbage. Perfect.
So actually, those cases will be for Alyssa.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Nina's going to be removing 15 of her caseload, and to Meaty, I'm going to move more or less all of them. Meaty is going to be most of them. Thank you. License rights for Sonny Powell blowing my phone up, but I'm on the phone straight. I'm just talking to Nina, sorry. Meaty has 43. But she'll be moving over most of those. So let's just call it like 35 for now. So I have 50 cases here that I want to move to Columbia. Robin is good. He doesn't need to move any. So how many are ready to move off Valeria? Let me see.
Actually, there are two. There's one teacher that is going to be teacher Timothy, but I'm pretty sure there's some already.
Bullock is gone already. Hold on.
Yeah.
Save that. It's already discharged. I took him off. There's only two. Hold on.
But there are seven, like, and it's just one day. We're clock in and clock out. I think we can move those.
Anything, so here's what I want to do then. So, one more time here.
Mm-hmm.
This is 5. This is 26. This is 3. This is 6. So I have 11, 37. I have 40 spots available at least on the current coordination there. And you're going to have 9-ish. To move off Valeria, right?
9, yeah, like 9, yeah.
Okay, so what I want to do is, when do you want to move them? You want to move them today or Thursday? If you want to close payroll in 2 hours or 3 hours, then it may be more prudent to do it Thursday morning.
I think so, yes.
Okay, so then Thursday morning, first thing, let's jump on the phone. Or Thursday morning, you can move over, even Wednesday afternoon, it makes no difference once payroll's closed, right?
Yeah,
when I'm not here, because you're working. So Wednesday, you move over whoever you need to move over, and then I'll have Nina move off to Meaty and her cases Thursday morning.
All right.
And you're going to be moving, you said 9 total?
9 total from Valeria's. And the rest you can assign in from Nina's, yes.
So then what we'll do is the rest will assign from Nina's, then the rest will assign from Nina's and Tamidi's, and, you know, part of Tamidi's. And then, you know, make sure that Mary Andrea is aware that she's going to be going to her full caseload. Again, they're all stable cases. It's simply that these people have other full-time jobs, and they were used to their former coordinators who still have part of their caseloads. There's no problems with these cases.
Okay.
These are all clean. So, and I'll touch base with you again before we start that on Thursday. So for now, just make sure your team drills down, because we'll reevaluate in 2 hours and see what the story is.
Okay.
A worst case scenario, I'll close Thursday at, like, you know, early. But because I don't think I'm going to be able to close tomorrow. I can double check. But I don't believe New York will definitely be almost completely shut. And Thursday is fully shut. Wednesday is going to be fully shut. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Sorry. Thursday is closed. Excuse me. Thursday is closed. Let me get back to you and see if there's a possibility of closing tomorrow morning. Let me find out, okay? I'll call right now and find out.
Okay.
I hope so, because if that, then we'll just do that, and then Friday we'll move all the cases over.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay?
I'm going to speak with
Mary. What did you called me originally? Did you have anything else to discuss?
No, actually, just wanted to confirm the meeting if you wanted to leave it for next week or reschedule it.
Let's, well, obviously Thursday we're closed, so let's do it Friday. I have court. We can technically do it tomorrow morning if you want.
Tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I'll be leaving at tomorrow at about probably 1:30. But if you want to do it for like 12-ish, we could be fine. We'll be fine if that's okay. Otherwise, we can do it Monday first thing. Monday is a half day for me, but I will be in.
Monday. I think Monday would be better for me.
Done. So then you can schedule it for Monday at like 10, let's say.
Like 10? Like the last?
Yeah, any time between 10 and 12.
Okay, 10 and 12. I'm going to let Lorena signal. All right. Thank you, Jono.
No problem.
Okay. We'll keep in touch. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I'll call you back with the update on the payroll closing.
All right. Perfect.